Wednesday was the last day of school for the Anchorage School District. Some students returning next year will be in for a schedule change. This fall, several Anchorage elementary schools will have longer lunches and recesses. It's part of a pilot program that the school district is rolling out in an effort to better meet students' needs for good nutrition and exercise. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early has more.
Over 6,000 people think that Anchorage elementary students don't have enough time for lunch and physical activity. They've signed a petition asking the school district to revise how much time students have to finish their meals and exercise.
30 minutes for lunch and 20 minutes seated is what the CDC recommends.
Carrie Carpenter is one of the organizers of ASD 60, the group that organized the petition. The Anchorage School Board formed a committee to address the group's concerns. The committee researched how school districts elsewhere were handling lunch and recess times. Some might find cutting in-class learning time in favor of longer recesses and lunches counterproductive to giving students the best possible education. But fellow ASD 60 organizer Kelly Lesson says research shows that increased exercise helps create better learning environments.
Over the past few years, more and more schools are kind of realizing that kids need better foundations to learn and that you have to have a chance to get those wiggles out.
At Monday's school board meeting, the committee presented their plans for a pilot program where several elementary schools would follow a new schedule with 30 minutes a day for recess and 30 minutes for lunch. Deputy Superintendent Mark Stock is on the committee and will help choose which schools will be part of the program. He says the committee wants a diverse spectrum of schools to participate.
So we put out a call to our elementary principals and asked, how many of you would like to try working through a schedule at your site that would allow you to be part of a pilot? At last glance, we had up to 15 principals express an interest in participating, and they come from a wide variety of schools.
Stock says about 8 to 10 schools will be selected for the pilot. During that time, the district will document student outcomes as well as how schools are adjusting to the new schedule. The results will be evaluated in December.
We're certainly not going to eliminate an entire subject, but hopefully we can shave off some of those time blocks a little bit from everything and see how that plays out over the course of a year.
Ultimately, using lessons learned from the pilot program, the committee aims to ask the school board to adopt the new lunch and recess schedule district-wide. Lesson says this could happen starting in fall 2020.
We know that ASD values evidence-based decision-making, data-driven decision-making. We know that leadership says when you know better, you do better. And right now, we're saying we do know better. We think we can do better.
The district will select the schools that will be part of the pilot program next month. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.